We've been in a teaching series. It's called Getting Back to the Bible. And last week we was teaching from the subtopic, God-centered living. God-centered living. God-centered living is a life to believe that the engrafted word is written upon your heart and that you have favor with God. Everything starts with God. We went back in the beginning last week in the book of Genesis. Genesis is the beginning. To understand the things that God desires for us, we always must understand the beginning. Do you see that? God created everything in the beginning. When he created man, he breathed life into man. He breathed life into the nostrils from the dust of the ground. That means we were just dust. But God seen us far more greater than just being dust. He breathed to us to where he formed us. In the forming, God saw something unique. God saw something significant that he breathed his own self into us to where we became a living soul. Do you see that? So that means that we are uniquely and fashionable for the eyes of God. Everybody in here is uniquely fashioned before the eyes of God. So that tells me that God has something significant for you to accomplish, something significant for you to do, something significant where the world don't understand, but God says to all things, he wants you to get the understanding that I made you significant because I breathed myself into you. Do you see that? Glory be to God. God said he breathed himself into you. And when God breathes himself into you, that means he breathes the word of life. He breathed the Bible into us that gives us life, the way we ought to live, the way we ought to go, and how we ought to understand where we live in the name of Jesus. Do you hear it? Because the Bible does say, and everybody know this, you're Bible scholars. He says that we are in this world, but we're not of the world. So that tells us when God breathed into us, he breathed something different in us that we ought to separate ourselves from other things that's in this world. Do you see that? And we have to have an identification for the destination of what God wants to do in our life. Somebody say, I got identification for the destination of what God wants to do in my life. You got to have the identification that you are made from God. That's your identification. And your destination that he created you in heaven and he dispatched you to the earth. That's the destination. Your destination is here right now in the earth. Your destination in the earth is to make sure that the earth is balanced, that the earth know who God is, that the earth understands that he is the creator of all things. Do you see this? That's a God-centered life, that God is the creator of all things, that he has given you the ability to speak into the earth crust that the earth will formulate to the word of God. Do you hear that? Because it says, the words I speak, they go out to perform, they go out to shape, they go out to mold, they go out to create, and they do those things and they come back to me not being performed. Do you see that? Do you hear that? So what are we speaking? What are we saying? What are we believing? How are we moving about it? What are we gravitating to? What has God given us the ability to accomplish that we know that we can accomplish it ourselves? It's by the grace of God, the mercy of God, and the power of God that he breathed into us the breath, the pneuma, the life, the living word, the ability, the authority, the direction, and the purpose why we are here. And that's a God-centered living, God-centered lifestyle. Do you see that? I want to show us something in the Bible, and it comes from the book of Genesis. It's in the beginning. Let's go to the Genesis chapter 11. Chapter 11. Now, this is a twofold. It's what can be done, but what they did was not in the right mode of operante, meaning in the right center of God's living. But it can show that when people come together, believing, trusting that nothing that they can't do if their minds are together, if their hearts are together, if the word is engrafted and is put upon their heart and they believe and then they got a good understanding, which is a God understanding that they can move forward in. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Are you with me this morning?
Amen.
All you believers this morning?
Amen.
Are you kingdom builders?
Amen.
I want you to know that we have purpose and we are here to build the kingdom of God. Build the kingdom of God. We're not stalemate. We're not going to be lackadaisical. We're going to move and believe and be vibrant in building the kingdom of God. We're going to stretch forth, reach forth, break forth, that God will enlarge us and enlarge our territory, that we will truly be the blessings of the Lord. Amen. It says that Abraham, he was a blessing to people. He was a blessing to people. When we stop being a blessing to people, then we're no more good use for God. God's purpose is for us to be a blessing to people. Do you hear that? Be a blessing to people and be men and women of truth. Amen. Now look at this. In the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter, are you there? In verse 1, it says, "And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech." Do you see that? That means there was only one language on the whole earth. How many know that God created everything? So that means in China, in Russia, in Bangladesh, or wherever you want to call, down to the Congo, there was only one language. There was only one language. And see, what I'm trying to show us is God-centered living only gives one language. Do you see that? But in this particular text, we're going to see that their mode of operante was not the language that God wanted them, that God wanted them to have, but they changed their own language. Do you see that? And it happens to us too. We say one thing, but then we do another. But God wants us to be consistent in the language of God, in the center of God, and in the love of God. Do you see this? He says again in the 11th chapter, are you there?
Yes.
Can I take my time this morning?
Amen.
I want to teach something this morning that I believe is teachable. I want to teach something that God is teaching me and showing me. How many know that I'm still learning?
Amen.
I'm forever learning.
Amen.
I will always be learning because there are things that I quite don't understand. And I'm not bashful to say I don't understand. I don't understand some things where God didn't give me to understand. Why people don't want to love a God that loves them? Why do people not serve a God that serves them? Do you hear that? God serves people, but people don't want to serve him. I don't understand that. Maybe you do, but I don't. And if you do, glory to God to you. Help me understand in the name of Jesus. I don't understand why people say, I trust God, but then they do something totally different than what they say they trust God to do. Do you hear that? I don't know. I don't know. I'm baffled. God never told me. God never showed me. Maybe it's not for me to understand. It's just maybe for me to trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. Acknowledge him in all his ways, and he will direct my path, the path that he wants me to understand. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to be peaceful with that in the name of Jesus. Do you hear it? So he says here in the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis. Somebody say Genesis.
Genesis.
It's all where it began.
It
began right there in the book of Genesis. Everything starts in the book of Genesis. Amen. He says, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. The whole earth was of one language and one speech. Now, I want you to say this. And first, I want you to think about this. Just ponder and think about this. What do you believe that can happen here in spoken word, if every member that said that they was a member and they would show up to be members, if they would do the whole thing, have one language and one speech. One language and one speech. What does that say? That means they all in speaking the same thing, walking by the same rules, having the same love and earnest care one for the other. The whole language and one speech. Not speaking anything different, but yes, we can by the glory of God. Now, take that out and put yourself, us right here today, assembled on the anointing of God, that we have the same language and the same speech. Not saying we can't, not saying that it's impossible, not saying that it's too hard, Not saying that I don't have the ability. Not saying I don't have the understanding. Not saying I don't have the level of education. Not saying that I don't. We get that out of the way. And we speak that one language and have that one speech. That God is for us, and who can be and what can be against us. Do you see that? And then verse 2 says, he says, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east that they found a plain in the land of Sinai, and they dwelt there. They found a piece of land as they was traveling towards the east, and they dwelt there. Dwelt there means they stayed because they found some land, and they stayed there. Do you see that? God has brought us to a place all over the world, but he brought us to a place, a land. The land happened to be Washington State. Do you hear that? Some kick against it. Some don't believe it. Some say it's too hard. Some say it's impossible. Some say, well, I got to be here. I want to go here. But see, it's where God brought you. It's where God brought me. It's where God brought us. And this is where we're dwelling. Do you see it? This is where we're dwelling, men and women of God. So I believe if God brought us here, then God has us in a good dwelling place. But we have to release ourselves into the things of God so God can work his wonder, miracle, power out of us into what he needs to be, what needs to be fashionably shown. Do you see that? Hello, somebody believe it? Amen. I'm telling you the truth here. Now 3 says, look at this. Remember I said we're using this as an analogy. It's a twofold. When you do believe and speak one language, God places you in a place, a land, you begin to do things according to God because you're speaking one language. But if your modus operandi change in the midway of midstream, then things can come corruptible. Do you hear this? Everybody can start off right. But if you're not speaking the same language and speaking the same speech and believing the same way that God wants you to believe, then it can come corruptible. Do you hear it? That's why the Bible says some will, some won't, some do, and some just don't. Some just don't believe God. Like the man was saying, and I think it was in the book of Mark, is it? He said, now, Lord, help thy nine unbelief. He said, do you believe? He says, yes, I believe. But then he says, Lord, help now thy own unbelief. There are unbelieving believers that we need help with our belief. Do you hear that? In the name of Jesus, glory to God. Am I doing all right?
Yes.
Are we getting something right now?
Yes.
There's a deposit from the heavens that wants to be manifest not just in the earth, but in this place, in this ministry, in you as a people. There's a heavenly deposit that wants to take place. It's something that God wants to do, but there is a resisting in the believing that God can do it. I don't know what it is. But God wants to purge it because he wants the manifestation of the glory of what he had promised, what he has said, to be seen. Not only believed, but he wanted to be seen. Say with me, not only believe,
not only believe
but to be seen.
But to be seen.
Not only believed,
not only believe,
but to be seen.
But to be seen.
So it goes by faith without works is what? Dead. Because nothing can be seen if it's dead. Do you see that?
Yes.
Faith working can be what? Seen. So that tells me that God wants to manifest something, not just to believe, but he wants to be seen. Glory to God.
That's right.
I'm going somewhere. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. And so he says again here in verse 3, he says, and they said one to another. So that means they're speaking, right? They're communicating. They're talking one to the other. See, the thing about here, I want to just teach this here. Remember I said, when you're doing things, speaking the same language, having the same speech, things can go well. Because that means your heart is centered on the glory of God. But when your mode of operandi changes, then things can become corruptible. Didn't I not say that? We're using this as a twofold, a two-edged sword teaching here. I want you to see this. And three, it says, and they said one to another. See, the thing about we don't speak sometime one to the other. My. Sometime we come, assemble together, we worship, but we don't speak one to the other. What do you mean speaking one to the other? Speaking one to the other is not a cordial, just hi, how you doing? Speaking one to the other is speaking from the glory of God, God's language and God's speech, one to the other. My brother, what are you truly believing? Are you believing what God says that we are to believe together? I'm speaking one to the other. Do you hear that? By the glory of God. Do you hear this? I pray that you hear by the Spirit. The Bible says, he who has an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying. Yes. And it says, and they said one to the other, go to, let us make brick. Go to, let us make brick. Burn them what? Thoroughly. So they're in the process of building something. They're in the process of getting it together. They're in the process of being on one accord. Go to, he says, go to, let us make brick. Let us do this thing. Do you hear that? Go to, let us build the kingdom of God. Go to, let us save souls and seek after the lost. Go to, let us. Do you hear that? Somebody going to hear something. Somebody going to hear something. He says, go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone, and slime had they for mortar. So they had what they needed. They had what they needed because they're finna build. Do you hear that? And the reason why they had what they needed, because they said something to one another. They said something to one another. I believe we can do it. Nothing's impossible. I'm going to give all I can give. I'm going to do all I can do because I believe it. So they begin to speak one to the other. Do you hear that? It wasn't just one person. They said they talked amongst each other. Well, what are we doing? Have you heard what we need to get done? It's possible that we can do it. Let's start speaking about this thing and let's move towards this thing. And then it say, go to, let us make brick. So they tell her, I'm finna put what I'm speaking to you about to action. Glory to God. I'm just going to say, well, praise to God. We're praying about. No, he says, no. We're going to. We're going to make some brick. We're going to get this done in the name of Jesus. Are you with me, First Lady? Can you hear me? Can you hear the Spirit of God saying, nothing's impossible? When you begin to speak to one another, challenge one another. Hey, we can do this thing. Glory to God. Put your hands to the plow. Let's get ready to turn a saw. Let's erect some things so the city would know that we mean business. Glory to God. And Satan will be terrified. Glory to God. And then it goes on to say in verse 4. And they said, who was they? They said the ones that were speaking one to the other. That's right, First Lady. One's in agreement. And they said, They said it because they spoke to one another. Then they begin to come back and say, they said. They talking God-centered living now. They said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower. This is good now. Go to, let us build a city. It's nothing wrong with us building up in the city. But if we're building the city just for us, then we're wrong. Remember I said when you have speaking the same language, the same speech, it's all good. But if you're not focused on the mode of your operante, meaning your purpose, then it can come being corrupted. Do you see that? But I'm telling you right here that it can be done. When you have God-centered living and you're speaking the same thing in the same speech and you begin to talk to one another. Now, I'm not saying you don't, but I believe when we begin to talk to one another, not just while we're here on Sunday after the preacher preaches the word, after we say amen and agree, which is fine and dandy, but always speaking one to the other by the spirit of believing what God says that we can accomplish. Because I believe when we speak one to the other by the spirit of God, we begin to stretch each other. And I believe him. Hello, somebody. You don't agree to that? I truly believe that. And then it says, and they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto the heavens. Now see, the mode of operante is changing. Now becoming self-centered and not God-centered living. See how you can become self-centered and move from God-centered living? The mode of operante was right. God is smarter than we are. He says the whole earth began to speak the same language. And God says, I want my people to speak the same thing in the mystery, in the ministry that I have given to them. Speak and believe it. And when you speak and believe it, nothing's impossible. It's showing nothing's impossible right here. Do you see that? It's showing that God will hear his people when we speak the same language. He will give us the ability to accomplish when we speak the same language, when we speak to one another. Do you hear that? It's not just me always speaking to encourage, which I will continue to encourage, because my position is to encourage you to believe the word of God, to show you where it's written in the book about your ability to accomplish things for the glory of God. Do you see that? And so here we go. Here we go. What are you doing? Right on my mic. First lady, always up in there, ain't she? Glory to God. And it says, and they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto the heaven. And let us make us a name. No. In the beginning of Genesis where we read, it says, and God will make your name great. See, we don't go make our own names. God makes our name great when we speak the same language and have the same speech, and then we communicate one to the other. God makes our name great. Do you see it? But the teaching here is that God will do when people are on one accord, believing and trusting. See, I'm not talking about tiptoe believers. I'm not talking about tiptoe believers. I'm not talking about ballerina believers. I'm talking about believers putting a foot to the ground, digging deep and trusting God. And that's what we need for God's glory to be seen outwardly in the community. Do you hear it? And then it says, reach unto heaven and let us make a name, us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. We got to make a name. No, we don't need to make our name. God's going to make our name great. See, people have it twisted. Just because your name is in the limelight don't mean you're great. Hello, somebody. If God didn't make your name and you made your own name, you're going to be scattered abroad. It may look like you're together, but you're still scattered abroad. Do you hear it? So what we're designed to do is let God make our name great. Because we speak the same language. If you didn't believe the language that God is speaking here that is written in the holy grafted word of God, then you would not be here. Hello, somebody. So they tell me the ones that's not here don't believe the same language. Come on, let's get mature. Let's get mature in this thing. The only reason why I'm here and you here is because we believe in the same language and we understand in the same speech. So if you and I continue to come to hear the same language, hear the same speech, then we ought to begin to speak to one another by the Holy Ghost and begin to make brick and mortar to erect some things. Hello? Amen. Oh, come on. Holy Ghost, speak. See, they were centered in God-centered living because they all spoke the same language. Now, I am not speaking nothing outside of the will of God. Now, if I was speaking something outside of the will of God and you live a God-centered living, then you wouldn't understand what I'm saying. Isn't that right? I'd be speaking foreign language to you. But the revelation of a difference, we do speak different than the world. So what we speak and what we believe in the speech that we say, the world don't understand it. And that's why we ought to begin to speak more to one another. Glory to God. And then it goes on in verse 5. And the Lord came down. See, and the Lord came down. It says, and the Lord came down. Who came down?
The Lord.
He came down, right? He came down to see this thing. Even though he sees everything, but he had to come down. Look at what it said. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men built. What he was saying, these people are on one accord. These people say this, they speak the same language. They have the same speech. It's nothing that they can't do because they believe the same way. Now, the Bible doesn't say how many of them it was, but that's irrelevant. The irrelevance is they spoke the same thing. They had the same speech, and they all spoke to one another to begin to build. Somebody gonna get this revelation. See, it takes more than just you coming to sit to hear. It takes you to operate in speaking to one another by spiritual things. Hello, somebody. It takes you more than just coming, sitting, and hearing. It takes you to speak to one another by spiritual things. And when we speak the spiritual things, then we can say, go to, let us make. Go to, let us begin to dig. Go to, let us begin to buy. Go to, let us begin to purchase. Go to, let us expand and show the glory of God. Because our mode of operante is right. And see, we do want God to come down. We want God to come down in the midst of us. And when God comes down in the midst of us, it shows that we got favor with God and humanity. God, come on down. Come on down. And I believe he will come down to see about us in the midst of what we're doing. Because we're not trying to build anything to make our name. We're building things to show that his name is great. The great Jehovah Jireh, our provider. Do you hear this? God wants us to be built up people in the center of God's living. And he goes on to say, and the Lord came down. When you get the Lord to come down, it got to be something real serious. Do you hear this? I heard Pastor Stanley say when we was young, and you happened, this happened to you before, and all of us experienced this here when we was children, and you come in a house, and mom and dad say, come here, I need you to sit down. The first thing go on in your mind, uh-oh, what have I done? This is serious. Do you hear that? So when the God comes down to see, he say, this is serious. And what he's doing something to check on. Man, really, I believe God says, man, these people that I created in my image and in my likeness, they speak the same language. They have the same speak. They talk to one another. He says, God, I bet you, God, this is something I believe God is boasting on himself. I'm a bad God. I made these people to believe, speak the same way, move in the same direction, and erect something that seems impossible, but they begin to speak each other in spiritual things and spiritual matter to increase each other, and now they're beginning to build. I'm a bad God. They're building. That means they solidified in what they believe. Even though the mode of operante, the way of getting it done may not be right and what they're doing it for, but God said, these people are bad. I made these people my image. They can do this thing. Do you hear it? And see, I don't even know all the colors of these people. I don't believe they was all Afro-American, all Caucasian, or all one descent. They was people speaking the same language. Do you hear it? And so we can get out of this mindset. Because the Bible says God is no respecter of person. When you live in a God-centered life, it's no respecter of person. It has nothing to do with your color of your skin. It has nothing to do where you came from. It has all to do what you believe. Do you hear that? Glory to God. And then it says, and the Lord came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men built. It was children of men, right? Humanity built this. God didn't just, it didn't fall out the air. See, this is faith going to work. It's not, I'm not saying nothing's wrong with prayer, but you got to have action in your prayer. Do you hear that? You got to have movement in your hope. As they say, you got to have a dip in your hip, right? Glory to God. Do you hear that? And so 6 says, and the Lord said, behold, the people is what? One. My. One people. Why is that? Because they understood that it was one God, one Lord, one Christ, one Spirit, in all, work through all, and for all. It's only one. Because they had the same language. My language and your language is the same language. Because it comes from the holy written word of God. And it says, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one. And they have all one what? Language. And this they began to do. Now look at this. And now nothing will be restrained from them. Nothing can hold you back when you're speaking the same language. That's why a ministry and a church, if you're not believing the same thing, then something in somebody's life in some area is not going to happen. See, it's not nothing negative, men and women of God. That means somebody somewhere that faith is not activating in the area that it needs to be activated. And it needs to be moved. Do you hear this? I'm talking God-centered living. Do you see this? And it says again, and the Lord said. Who said? And the Lord said. See, this is a high level of maturity speaking about these people being on one accord, having a God-centered living. It's not made up. It's Bible speaking. Getting back to the Bible. It says, and the Lord said. If you're looking over there, God talking to you. If you stand at home, you need to come on. You need to be in the midst so we can speak one to the other. Because the Lord said, not I say, it's the Lord said. So get out of your own self and listen to what the Lord says. He says, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one and they have all one language. Jesus Christ is Lord. He's omnipotent, all-powerful. He's the great I am. He's the chief intercessor. Jesus, that's our language. Do you hear that? That's our language. And then he goes on to say, and this they began to do, and now nothing will be what? Restrained from them. Isn't that a good place to be for us in the ministry, that we speak the same thing, believe the same way, trust the same God, begin to speak to one another in spiritual things, that nothing will be restrained from us. When we go to the city, we go to the council, we go to the building and planning people, and an electric company, the air conditioner, nothing will be restrained for us. Why? Because we speak the same language. My. God is showing right here how powerful a people is that he had made. But he's also showing here, if you try to do something and make it be your own, then he gonna come down and he gonna shake it up. Because your name is not greater than his. He showed us in the book of Genesis in the beginning, I will make thy name great. You will be a blessing unto my people. Those that curse you, I will curse them. Those that bless you, I will bless you. I will bless them. Do you see that? So we don't have to make our name great. We just got to stand in the great name. Amen. Do you hear that? We don't have to make our name great. We just have to stand believing in the great name, the great power, the great trust, the great ability of God, able to do what he says in the earth through a people such as yourself, in the name of Jesus. And it says, and the Lord said, behold, the people is one, and they have all language, and this they began to do, and now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. See, what we show in our blueprints and what we're believing, it's not just my vision. It's just not me believing. It's the people in the imagination. I can imagine it. I can see it. It's like tangible to me. But the work has to be put in, and it has to become tangible to you. See, these people knew and they seen, they imagined it. That's why they begin to speak to one another, and then they begin to move forward to make it come to pass. And now it's tangible to them. And so now they're erecting things. It increases their faith. It increases the value that God has given unto them, that nothing will be restrained from us because we speak the same language. We got the same speech. And we speak to one another in spiritual things, knowing that God is with us. Do you see that? And say, nothing will be restrained. Say to yourself, nothing will be restrained. Nothing will be restrained. See, nothing will be restrained from us when we begin to speak to one another. I'm not talking the cliche speaking. I'm talking about a Holy Ghost anointing of God speaking in revelation to our souls, that we speak one thing, have one speech, knowing that God is with us and who can be against us. Let no one and nobody move us away. Do you hear it? Not predicated on what somebody else said, what they think. It's all about the thought of God. What has God said to us? And we know what God says to us because we speak it. What God says. Amen? Amen. Because it resonates in our soul. And then verse 7 says, go to, let us go down. And there confound their language. He said, go to and let us. So God wasn't by himself. No. God wasn't by himself. He said, go to, let us go down. See, God is not by himself. He's a triumph God. He's the Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. He's the anointing of God, the one that created them in his image and likeness with the power of the anointing. He said, let us go down. I created them in my image and likeness, so I got to take everybody down. What spirit is this? Woo. Everybody got to bear witness. What spirit is this? Let us go down. I got to see what type of spirit this is. This ain't the spirit that I created them in. Now I got to go down and see, is this the same spirit, first lady, that I created them in? It's the spirit that I gave them the mode of operante. Is it the same spirit that gave them the same language and the same speech? No, let us go down and validate this thing. Because, see, I told you, you can start off right. But if your rightness is not in going to the glory of God and center of God, then your rightness can become corruptible. And don't think God's not going to come and check it out. God's going to come check it out.
He's going to come check it out. Just like God, he can come check this out. And the ones that's not checking out with God, they're going to be out. But the ones that's with God, they're going to be in. God going to check it out. He's going to make sure it's right. If it's not right, he's going to deal with the matter. Somebody say, deal with the matter.
Deal with the matter.
Deal with the matter.
Say,
Lord,
check it out.
You want him to check it out. You want him to check it out. That way when he check it out and then he approves it, then you know it's okay. It's good to go. As they say in the word, it's G to G. It's good to go. Like you're good to go pass. Amen. Like the good to go pass. And so it says, go to let us go down there and confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech. So God says, if it's not right, listen to what he said. If it's not right, I'm going to change your language to where you can't speak to one another. I'm going to change because you're not communicating the way that I desire for you to communicate. And then the Bible says God is not what? The author of confusion. See, it ain't that God's confused. It's that the people confused. Because their motive operandi changed. So God said, let me stop this here. I'm not the author of confusion. I wanted them to have the same language and understand the same speech. That they can do things according to my delight and my power. For the expression of who I am in heaven, for the manifestation on the earth, so people can see the glory of God in the manifestation form. How many of you know that God wants to be shown in the manifestation form? See, it's not about materialistic things, but it's about the materials that God wants to show himself in strong form. That means in structure, in building. Do you see that? Things that bring him glory. In the name of Jesus, do you hear this? And so he says his language, that they may not understand one another's speech. God said, I'm finna interrupt this thing because the motive operandi is not right. They falling out of the center of God living. And God says, I'm going to interrupt their speech. I'm going to interrupt their lifestyle. I'm going to interrupt things that I had planned for them because they're not living according to the center of my lifestyle. See, we can't blame it just on God. We got to blame it on how are we living. Do you see that? What are we believing? How are we trusting? How are we obeying? And then 8 says, so the Lord scattered them. So the Lord scattered them from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. So God didn't let them accomplish that. Because their motive operandi was incorrect. He didn't let them finish it. Now I believe God can give you the sign not to do it. But you can still do it in your own will. And you're going to struggle with it. You're going to struggle with it. See, I know for a fact, and I believe this in all my heart, when we step out and believe, not saying we don't, but there's another level of belief. There's another level of trust. There's another level of operation. There's another level to tap into. Hear this now. There's another level. Somebody say another level. Beyond my level. There's another level beyond your level. And I believe this here, when we go beyond the level that we know, seen tangibly, and go beyond that level, then God's going to come down and make sure what he is doing is going to be accomplished. Because there's another level beyond the level what we see. Do you hear it? There's another level beyond the level where we see. We see far as the eye can see, but God sees further. There's another level. And so he says, so the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of the earth, and they left off to build the city. God had to shut them down because he came down and seen what they were doing was not according to God-centered living. They was trying to make their own name. They was trying to make their own name. And God would never let a name be above his name. He had never let a name be above his name. I'm trying to help us out. He had never let a name be above his name. He'll come down and shake it. But mind, you can continue to go, but it's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. And verse 9 says, therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon all the face of the earth. So he changed their language to where they couldn't understand one another. If you try to go back and speak, see, this is the thing. He says, we're in the world, but not of the world. Once God brings you into the kingdom, you begin to understand the kingdom lifestyle, the kingdom ways, how the kingdom move. And then you try to step back out into the world. It's like Babel. They don't understand you. And you shouldn't understand them. Because he says, old things have passed away, all things become new. I don't understand that language no more. Like some things they say today, and kids come up with all these acrostics and all these things. What does that mean? I don't know what they mean. They text something and they put a little, what is that? I don't understand that language. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? God-centered living. God-centered lifestyle. And that's what God wants us to live. So using that in Genesis chapter 11 as an analogy, as a ancillary, showing the pros and the cons of what God desires to do with the people. But God desires for his people to speak the same language, same speech, believe the same way. And he says, and nothing will be reframed. That means God ain't gonna hold nothing back. There's a level in each and every one of us, I believe, that we have yet to tap. We have yet to approach. We have yet to expand and yet to give unto the Lord. Not unto man, but unto God. There is a level, there's an area in our lives that it seems, I don't know what it is. Like I told you, I don't know everything, and God has not showed me everything. But I do inquire of the Lord. Have I got an answer? Why? No, I have not. And that goes for each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. God desires not for one to move forward, but for all to move forward. When David went into the battle, David just didn't go to the battle. He had his men. People was with him when the battle. So I just don't want to go and step out, even though I'll be the one to take the first step. But I want to look around and see if there's some people with me. Are you believing the same language and the same speech? Or you just want to stay in the same place and get the same results? God desires not. God-centered living is an increase in life. It's not saying the same old thing that you have said before. It's a different type of lifestyle, a different type of language. And it's a different type of doing. Do you believe that? Because they shown, let us go there and make brick. What they were saying, we got to do something about this thing. We just can't pray about it. We got to go do something about it. And when we do something about it, we're going to make something out of it. God desires that we be builders. That's why he says, I will make you fishermen of men.
because we didn't know how to do that before. So God's going to make us, and he made us, and he showed us. So there's a recipe in everything that God has. There's a plan. And following the plan, we cannot lose. It's just like going to Home Depot. And I've used this analogy before. When you go into Home Depot and you're finna build something, you need wood if you're going to build it out of wood. You need nails. You may need staples. There may be concrete, but they have all the building material. If you want to build something, you go to Home Depot. And if you want to fashion something, you go to Lowe's. So you got to know where to go to get the right material. And where we go to? We go to God. We go to the Lord. He will give us the building materials. And on the flip side of that, he will give us the fashions. Because he said, know the forms and the fashions thereof. See, people take that out of context like you finna show off or something. No, he says you got to know the forms and the fashions thereof. That's what he says. He says, son of man, show the house to the house. So they'll be ashamed of their iniquities. Iniquities is things that's bent, twisted, and turned. They'll be ashamed of it. Not to condemn you, but be ashamed of what you're not doing that God already released you to do and to get accomplished. God has already forgiven us of our sins, our past life, and our stripes. God has forgiven us of those things. As we used the analogy of Gotham City last week, Gotham City was a dark area. God has brought us out of the dark according to the book of Peter. I brought you out of darkness into the marvelous light. We're the children of light. We're the children of power. We possess something far greater than whatever humanity can try to say you possess. But it has to start from the beginning, the engrafted word upon the table of your heart, God-centered living. God-centered living, not what somebody told you, not what somebody perceived you to be, but what you know you are and what God says that you are. That's God-centered living. Amen. Do anybody believe that? Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. God-centered living.